There's a loch in the end of Simen in the Simen Samachay in Arachayim. The person already said Kriya Shema, he's not the Kriya Shema yet. He comes into the shul. At that point in time, the tzibur is saying Kriya Shema. He's not holding there in davening. So the whole tzibur is getting together and accepting Hashem's malchus upon themselves, committing themselves to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's just sitting there quietly. So it's not proper. He should sit there quietly. He should also say Kriya Shema, be makabel omach Hashemayim upon himself, together with the tzibur. One about the halacha is that he started davening, but he's not with them. He's behind them. So if he's a point where he can be mafsik, so obviously he would say the first pasuk of Shema and the pasuk of Baruch Shem together with the tzibur. If he's holding during Pesukah de Zimra, also he should say the first pasuk of Shema and the pasuk of Baruch Shem together with the tzibur. If he's holding ready in Birchus Kriya Shema, in a place where he can't be mafsik, so he should not interrupt. If he's holding behind them, he should not interrupt and say the pasuk of Shema. He can't interrupt and say that. However, what he is saying, he should try and say it in such a way that it looks like he's also being makabel omach Hashemayim. He should say it with the same tune that you say Shema. He should cover his eyes to indicate he wants to join the tzibur, be part of the tzibur. The tzibur is accepting upon himself omach Hashemayim. Mishnah Berurah points out from the Magen Avraham, the same thing will be true. A person walks into shul and they're saying Ashrei by Mincha, and he's not davening Mincha that. But here the tzibur is praising Hashem, and he's standing there quietly. So it's also not proper. That he looks like he doesn't want to join the tzibur. They want to praise Hashem, and he's not interested. So he should say, he has to say Ashrei together with the tzibur. And the Master Shekel adds, and Huwadin Alein of the Shabbat. The same thing at the end of davening. He davens already. He walks in there holding at the end of davening. He should say Alein of the Shabbat together with the tzibur. Somebody once asked me, why is only Ashrei and Alein? It should be anything. I looked around a little bit to see if that's true. It's an interesting question. I don't have a resolution on the question yet. But all the questions bring it down mention specifically Ashrei and Oleinu. It seems to be those two. There's a similar law in regards to Shemoneh Esrei. So let's say the tzibur stands up to say Shemoneh Esrei. And you're sitting. So you should be sitting. You can't sit down when next to a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei. But if you're sitting already, you're allowed to stay seated. However, that halacha, the honesty seated, is only if you're doing something which is some element of kedusha there. Either you're davening or you're learning, so then you do not have to interrupt in order to, you can continue what you're doing, because you also look like you're doing something in service of Hashem. But if you're just standing there spacing out, right? The guy's just sitting there spacing out next to the person who's davening, it also looks a little bit strange. He's davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tzibur's davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're in the middle of outer space, right? That's not a right place to be when the tzibur's. So the solution in that situation is to taka daven, right? If you want us to continue being seated, so you should taka daven. So this halacha applies if a person's coming in, he's not davening with the tzibur necessarily. Obviously, this applies if the person is davening with the tzibur, and he starts to space out, he should space in, because he shouldn't be, the whole tzibur is davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's not. I guess the solution for some of those guys is to make sure the whole tzibur doesn't daven either, chas v'shalom. I was supposed to say. But the person should sit by davening and space out when the tzibur is saying Shema, the tzibur is saying Ashrei, the tzibur is saying Aleinu. It's not allowed in halacha. A person has to daven. A person has to, it's even a person not davening everything else, but at least when the tzibur is saying Shema, the tzibur is saying Ashrei, the tzibur is saying Aleinu, the tzibur is saying Shemoneh Esrei, the person has to be together with them, together with the tzibur. Everybody should have a good morning.